This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with some unity displayed in Washington, D.C. with a very major march going on there. We'll be speaking to one of the people who helped organize that march coming up. That march is over soon. The program goes on and on and on, as they do when you put together a crowd of several hundred thousand people on the National Mall. What is that about? It's about the issue of Israel and support for Israel and support for basically uprooting the dictatorial structure that Hamas has imposed on the Palestinian people living in Gaza, some 2.3 million of them. We will get to that and some of the extreme statements of people on the Democratic left who simply won't give up trying to undermine the Biden administration, at least on its support for Israel, even with this climactic moment surrounding a Hamas headquarters, which is underneath, apparently, in tunnels of the Shifa Hospital in Gaza City. We'll bring up to date on all of that. There's also a great deal more about President Trump and some of his recent comments about vermin. And I actually got a couple of notes from people, from listeners who were hearing. I mentioned that vermin were generally considered to be mice or rats, and it wasn't clear whether Trump was calling his opponents mice or rats. Vermin as a term, and you can look it up in the dictionary, is even broader than just mice and rats. It's basically annoying little critters, including bugs and everything else that comes in, and bed bugs would be vermin, cockroaches would be vermin, but it basically is subhuman. And that's something that President Trump may be one of the few political leaders who doesn't recognize that this term of referring to your enemies as vermin, that it was a characteristic of Adolf Hitler. That was a regular characteristic, talking about Jews as being subhuman, of being vermin who need to be exterminated. And that's why all of the controversy about basically President Trump suggesting that the Democrats who are critical of him are vermin who are infesting our national home. Meanwhile, there is evidence that this could get to be a very interesting presidential nomination race. Why? Because it's getting to be more clear that it will likely be a race directly between Nikki Haley and Donald J. Trump for the presidential nomination. Now, a lot of people would look at that and say, well, okay, so why doesn't Trump offer the vice presidency and then everybody goes home happy? I don't think Haley wants the vice presidency, certainly not with the kind of campaign she's running, and certainly not about with her going further than just about any other Republican other than Chris Christie to be critical of President Trump. There is this breaking news from Axios. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon has been talking privately with GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley about the global economy. And he believes she has the potential to bring the country together, a top banking source told Axios. But Dimon's informal phone conversations are a vivid sign of the growing establishment enthusiasm for Haley. Uh-oh, establishment? Oh, no. The former U.N. ambassador and South Carolina governor. The big picture, Haley's strong performance in debates has led many establishment figures to speculate that if only she could get past former President Trump for the nomination, she'd give President Biden a run for his money. Dimon admires Haley's grasp of the economy and her recognition of the role that business and government can play in driving growth by working together, the source said. Okay, this is all directly interesting because when it comes to the next debate, a debate that's going to be in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, coming up in December, that debate is likely to include, well, probably Vivek Ramaswamy. He could still be there, but he may not. And the fact that Tim Scott won't be there and Trump won't be there, the idea is trying to get a direct debate between Trump and Haley. There's a piece by Zach Weiss over at Hotline, and he writes, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has made it his singular mission to prevent former President Trump from winning the GOP nomination. Whether at home or abroad, Christie slams his one-time boss at every turn. But if he is serious about stopping the president, it may be in his best interest to drop out of the race. There is no obvious path for him to win the nomination, as most GOP voters appear to dislike him. He could be taking away voters from a candidate like former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley in the crucial early voting state of New Hampshire, where he often polls in double digits, Chris Christie does. And other presidential candidates are doing Christie's dirty work anyway, increasing their criticism of the former president with just 2 months to go until the Iowa caucus. Christie's campaign methadona criterion for the fourth presidential primary debate, but it might be better for him to not attend at all and leave it as a one-on-one battle between Haley and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for the chance to take on Trump. And if it was just two of them left, would it be just as easy for Trump to dodge a debate? I don't think so. The New York Times is reporting Haley's presidential campaign plans to reserve $10 million in television, radio, and digital advertising in Iowa and New Hampshire starting in the first week of December, its first investment in advertising this cycle, and a move meant to give the candidate a boost as the clock ticks for the field to make significant gains against a former President Donald J. Trump. President Trump, by the way, lost one of the closest members of his family yesterday. His older sister, Marianne Trump Barry, who was a former federal judge, she served as both his protector, apparently when he was younger, she's the big sister after all, and a critic throughout their lives. At some point, she made some tapes that were critical of his political leadership, why she preserved them or how they became available, it's a more complicated issue. We will get to the question about Ronna McDaniel. There are also reports that President Trump is losing patience with Ronna McDaniel and blaming her for recent GOP disappointments, actually that occurred last week and then occurred in 2022. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael MedVet Show.
This is outrageous.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
instability.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about the new energy that seems to be gathering behind the Nikki Haley campaign. One of the reasons for it is because her chances in South Carolina just became enormously stronger. And I think that many, many commentators have downplayed this. But the truth of the matter is, it was always difficult for her in South Carolina because there was another South Carolina candidate, the guy that she had appointed to his seat in the U.S. Senate, Tim Scott, who was going to be splitting some of the votes from people who liked the Republican Party in South Carolina and liked Governor Haley and liked Senator Scott. Well, now there's even an informal poll, and it shows that that Trump and Haley would more or less evenly split the Tim Scott vote in New Hampshire, where Tim Scott was not doing particularly well. I think that that's misleading, because basically the people who are for President Trump, and it's one-third of the Republican Party, it's not more than that. The people who say, I'm voting for Trump and my mind is made up and that's what I'm doing, that's not a huge number of people. That's a big chunk of the party. It's certainly bigger than the support, the loyal support that any other candidate has right now. But it still means that there are a majority in the Republican Party, either about that one-fourth of Republicans who say they will never vote for President Trump under any circumstances, and another almost half of Republicans who might consider Trump, might consider somebody else, are there in the middle and there to be won. And that is one of the reasons that people like Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, who is still a factor in this race, are cautious about criticizing President Trump with kind of the ferocity that, for instance, Chris Christie has used, because people who even have a positive impression of President Trump seem to be turned off to Chris Christie. He has the highest negatives of any of the candidates on the Republican side. Billionaire Ken Griffin, who, by the way, actually makes an appearance, an actor playing him in the new movie Dumb Money, which is not that great a movie. But in any event, Ken Griffin has been looking for an alternative to former President Trump, and he called Nikki Haley a rock star. And basically there's a new CNN poll that says that Haley is up 6 points against Biden, that's nationally. And in some of those swing states, she's beating Biden by 10 points. She is beating Biden by far more, and far more decisively than Trump is, which should be a consideration, it would seem to me, for Republicans who actually want to win the race and elect a president. There's also new audio of an ad prepared by Nikki Haley, which emphasizes her position on some of the hot issues in the Middle East. And that ad, with Nikki Haley delivering those marks, video of it from the past several months, sounds like this. Listen.
And make sure that they understand that is not what we need to be focused on.
The United States has no moral duty to be neutral between right and wrong.
America will put our embassy in Jerusalem. That is what the American people want us to do. And it is the right thing to do. No vote in the United Nations will make any difference on that. But this vote will make a difference on how Americans look at the UN and on how we look at countries who disrespect us in the UN. And this vote will be remembered.
When I heard country after country in the UN Security Council hypocritically standing in judgment of Israel, I spoke out.
It cannot be the case that in an organization with 193 countries, the United Nations spends half of its time attacking just one.
Courage doesn't come by doing what everybody else says. Courage does by what you know is right. This is the right thing to do.
I will always be respectful, but I will never shut up. Standing up for your friends is critical.
UNRWA okay. is aiding and abetting terrorism. UNRWA shouldn't get a single cent of American money.
Okay, that UNRWA that she's talking about is the United Nations Welfare and Relief Administration, which, by the way, pays 80% of the people who live in Gaza Strip, and that's more than 2 million people, 80% of them get money from UNRWA, from the UN. And what's so hypocritical about the entire thing, and it's one of those things that really, it's important that people know the history. Because in 1948, yes, there was a war, and it was a bitter war. Israel, which was just a brand new nation, fought for its survival. It was attacked simultaneously by five Arab nations and by local Palestinian militias. And the idea that this was something unique happening at that time, part of what was happening in 1948 was the British Empire was falling apart. And Palestine had been under British mandate. There was no local government of Palestine. It didn't have a flag. It didn't have a capital. It didn't have any of that. It was part of the British Empire. And before that, for 400 years, part of the Turkish Empire. And what's interesting is that with all of the death and the violence involved in Israel's war for independence, it was nothing compared to the riots that occurred with at least a million people killed in India. Why? Because the separation of India and Pakistan, under which there were literally hundreds of thousands of Hindus who were driven out of Pakistan, which means pure land, and it was supposed to be pure for Muslims only. And then there were also hundreds of thousands of Muslims who fled from India into Pakistan. And it was far more bloody, with far more refugees than anything that happened in the Middle East. But for lots of reasons, many of them historical, many of them cultural, many of them religious, there has always been a disproportionate amount of attention on the area of Israel and what people call the Holy Land. Coming up, we're going to hear from John Kirby, the spokesman for the White House Security Council, about the images of U.S. citizens ripping down posters of hostages. Do they really feel good when they go back to their homes? That's coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Tens of thousands participating in the March for Israel on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries telling the crowd Hamas brutally attacked Israel on October 7th.
Hamas wants to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. So let me be clear. We will never let that happen.
No violence has been reported, although the National Guard has been called in to help. A collision on Interstate 70 in Ohio this morning left three people dead and more than a dozen injured, according to Ohio State Patrol. It happened when a semi-truck rear-ended a charter bus carrying high school students. Marijuana users say it helps them get a good night's sleep more than medications. Washington State University led a study that compared marijuana to sleep aids like melatonin. More than 80% of pot users say smoking joints helps them get better sleep. John Schaefer, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we've talked before about these posters of the hostages. By the way, the youngest of the hostages is below 6 months old. It's a little baby. And they feature her photograph, the photographs of the other hostages that we've been able to identify, and which is the great majority of them. There might even be more, but partially it's because the bodies were so badly mutilated. There were a lot of children who were burned, and some of them burned alive by the, quote, resistance fighters in Hamas. And it's astonishing to me when you look at beheading and burning children, that there are people who still rally on university campuses, as they did at University of Washington, chanting, all glory to our resistance fighters. They were chanting, you have tanks, we have gliders, all glory to our resistance fighters. I mean, all glory, really? So basically, right after October 7th, a number of people had the good idea of collecting photographs of the hostages that everyone is praying and hoping and pleading to try to get back. Because who knows the circumstances and what they're going through in being held hostage by Hamas, given the way that Hamas treated, in many cases, their close relatives, who were just brutally tortured and murdered and raped if they were female. John Kirby spoke a little bit about the posters that have turned up all around the country, really, and all around the world, because there are a couple of Israelis who got the idea of sending out the images that have a picture of a hostage on it, And then it will say Noam, age 19, and then just say at the bottom, bring us home, bring them home. And basically they sent out these images on the internet. You can print out a page that makes a pretty good little poster. And so put the people have gotten this through the internet. They've put these up all around, particularly in New York. And then some of the Hamas apologists, the pro-Hamas people here in the United States, have gotten this idea that won't it be terrific if we send people out to rip down these posters that ask to get the hostages back. What have the hostages ever done except get born? And in many cases, to get born as someone who is Jewish and Israeli. By the way, there are apparently at least 10 hostages who are Thai, because Israel has welcomed recently a great number of Thai immigrants. And by the way, which is, as my brother comments, greatly improved the food offerings in Jerusalem. In any event, John Kirby was on CNN about the pictures showing some of these militant Hamas supporters going around and ripping down the posters of the hostages. And here's what he had to say.
And we see these images seemingly every day of Americans ripping down posters of kidnapped kids, kidnapped children. What are your thoughts as you see this? Because I've never seen anything like this.
It's hard for me when I see images like that and hear those stories to think about this individual ripping down this poster, going home and feeling good about what they did, feeling good about the dignity they robbed of a family, the humanity they robbed of a little baby, a little child being held hostage by a terrorist group. Frankly, they ought to be mourning the loss, the theft of their own dignity, their own integrity, by doing something like that. I mean, these victims, they didn't ask for this. They were living their lives, a normal life, going to a music festival and being at home with their families. They didn't ask to be taken hostage, but they are. And I think it's important for people to remember, Jake, that that was Hamas's plan all along. Yes, to slaughter, and they did, to a fare-thee-well. But they also deliberately set out to take hostages, to use as bargaining chips, and that's what they've been doing. It's reprehensible. And I don't think anybody who thinks it should be okay to rip down posters of these individuals to go home and feel good about that. That's just theft. Theft of your own dignity, theft of your integrity, theft of their humanity.
He's awfully good. And look, it's whatever one thinks about the Biden administration, the appointment of John Kirby as a spokesperson for the National Security Council was a good move. And one gets the sense that the guy genuinely cares about this stuff, and I am grateful for it. Meanwhile, one of the things that I've placed on our Substack, and you should join and sign up for our new Substack newsletter, Michael Medved's Context, it's called. It's free, it's fresh, it's totally uncensored. We're setting up a means whereby you can communicate directly with me if you want through our Substack subscription. You just sign up for it today, and you go to michaelmedved.substack.com. And this goes to one of the pieces I put on Substack recently. One is about the best, smartest strategy in the recent Republican debate. And it was a strategy not one that was taken by any of the candidates, but by Lester Holt and the people at NBC and Hugh Hewitt and Catherine Welker. Those people did a good job. They had a good idea and a good strategy. Now, that we've written about that. The previous Substack that we put up there was about three magic words that the left is trying to use to discredit Israel. And one of those words is apartheid. And I was pleased to see Mark Thiessen, former speechwriter to President Bush, on Fox News with Bret Baier talking about this misuse of the term apartheid. Clip 6.
Well, first of all, there's no apartheid, either in Israel or in Gaza. Gaza has been governed by the elected leaders of the Palestinian people who chose Hamas to be their leaders. And their elected leaders decided to launch an attack on Israel on October 7th and slaughter 1,400 innocent people. And Israel's now responding. So, you know, the idea that somehow the media has been biased in Israel's favor is kind of laughable. This is if anything, the opposite is the case. They've been taking Hamas propaganda about casualties and other things like that. And Israel needs to go. If we want to have peace in this region, they've got to destroy Hamas.
And that's something that I think most people in the United States and maybe a lot of people around the world understand. They have revised upward. They now are saying they had some 300,000 people marching in France against Hamas and supporting Israel's drive. And it's not a drive for victory. It's a drive for peace. AOC, of all people, has come up with a new solution to the conflict in Gaza. What could it possibly be? We will get to that from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your whole program is full of hate.
Your daily dose of
hate.
I understand
because
that.
Because you spew hate all afternoon.
It's the Michael MedVet Show.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Well, just when you thought...
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved.
I've got so much going on in my mind.
The Michael Medved Show.
And here's the deal. The deal is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. By the way, has she sort of faded into the background? If so, why in particular? It's about time. But you remember once upon a time she was a superstar. I mean, just considered to be magical and a future of the Democratic Party. And people were talking about her running for president. In I think she would be eligible. You have to be 35 to be president of the United States. And I think she would be eligible in time for 2024. But she declined to run against Biden. But I do believe that she's faded into the background. And that's because there are so many people on the Democratic side, like Rashida Tlaib and Cori Bush, who you hear more and more from, and Ilhan Omar, who actually make AOC look relatively moderate. But she's not moderate on this issue of the Middle East, or anyone who is defending Hamas, or is saying that Hamas and Israel, they both have blood on their hands, and they are comparable in some way. That's not a moderate position. That's not a coherent position. It's not one that makes any sense. And see if you can make sense of this. This is AOC about why she supports a ceasefire. Listen, clip 9.5.
Ceasefire means there is no military solution, only a diplomatic and cultural solution. A relational solution. A reckoning with ourselves and our history. That is what ceasefire now means.
Okay, ceasefire means a relational and cultural solution. When you have an organization that has already killed literally thousands of people, has on three different occasions now, for no coherent reason at all, launched rocket attacks on innocent people, on kindergartens and old age homes in Israel. And when that organization has in its charter that was written in 1987 and then revised in 1989, in that charter of Hamas, they talk about perpetual warfare. They talk about eliminating the Jewish state. And when they talk about from the river to the sea, all of Palestine will now be free, what that means is that there no longer is an existence of the state of Israel, doesn't it? That it will all be Palestine? that it seems to me doesn't admit for a relational or cultural solution. And in terms of cultural solution, I've been sort of mulling over these stories that have come out about the food war. And, Jeremy, we haven't even talked about the food war yet at all. But the food war has to do with an effort centered in Philadelphia to try to boycott any restaurants that offer Israeli food. Now, look, people who have been to Israel and have participated, as people have in any of the 10 Medved tours we've taken to Israel, participated in the very lavish breakfast they have, you can develop a taste for Israeli food. Now, the question is, is it okay to go to and patronize an Israeli restaurant? On October 30th, this is a report from the Wall Street Journal, the Philly-Palestine Coalition posted on Instagram urging its 15,000 followers to boycott Philadelphia restaurants that are owned by Zionists that serve Israeli food, raise money for Israel, or are owned by a Philadelphia-based star restaurant. Among the restaurants on the list is South Philadelphia's Essen Bakery. Owner Tova Duplessis is Jewish, but not Israeli. The coalition says it is targeting her because of an Instagram post she wrote on October 9th saying, "I stand by Israel's right to exist, to be a home for all Jewish people, to defend itself." The boycotters also assert that restaurants and businesses claiming to sell Israeli food, fruits, vegetables, and products are part of an ongoing colonial campaign of stealing, appropriating, and profiting off of Palestinian food and culture as a means of erasing Palestinian existence. One target is Suraya, a Lebanese restaurant in Fishtown, because a local newspaper quoted one of Suraya's owners saying, "We gain inspiration from other regional cuisines, including Israel's." Okay, what's so ironic about this is people never spoke about Palestinian food 50 years ago. Really? Why not? Well, it's basically because there never has been a long-standing existence of a separate culture, of a separate nation called Palestine. Didn't exist. That flag that they fly so proudly today, that flag was devised in the late 60s. And basically the whole idea that, as, this would be a question, can you think of, oh, I don't know, with this great tradition of Palestinian food that people are trying to defend, that of any Palestinian cookbook that came out, say, before 1970, that didn't exist because the national identity didn't exist. And again, what's very sad about this, there's another article in the New York Times, a full-page article, with some pictures of some very tasty, okay, let's call it Middle Eastern food to stay away from controversy. But they write that Reim Kassis, who was born in Jerusalem and lives in Philadelphia, left high-paying work as a management consultant to write cookbooks. She is Palestinian, and her book, The Palestinian Table, which she published in 2017, broke open a new national conversation about both the cuisine and the appropriation of its recipes. Michael Solomonoff, a chef who was born near Tel Aviv, was cooking Italian food in Philadelphia when a sniper killed his 21-year-old brother, an Israeli soldier who was patrolling on Yom Kippur. Mr. Solomonoff, who is Jewish, dedicated himself to Israeli cuisine and opened Zahav in Philadelphia in 2008. It's a very famous restaurant. The restaurant brought both him and Israeli food to national prominence, and he has since opened more than 20 restaurants. And basically, this entire article in the New York Times is an attack from this author of a Palestinian cookbook, basically saying there is no such thing as Israeli food, because it's all been stolen the same way the land has been stolen from Palestine. But if there's no such thing as Israeli food, when did Palestinian food begin? There is such a thing as Arab food. And again, it goes into some of the same ideas. There's no separate language. There is no separate culture that distinguishes Palestine or Palestinian from Syrian or Egyptian, for that matter, or Lebanese. And the whole construction of making this separate is one of those things that I hope people will clear up. We're going to be speaking from the D.C. rally, which is just about over. It's supposed to be over about an hour from now. But we'll be speaking live from the D.C. rally with Roz Rothstein, who is the founder and CEO of Stand With Us. She is coming up. We will also take a look at the claim that anger is driving our economy. Nothing to be angry about, because the market did so well today, up 489.8 points. That's a lot. Also, President Trump says that those who take him down will end up not in a in prison, but end up in a mental institution. Why? We will get to that and to more comments about vermin in politics. That and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.